Hi, I'm Mary Johnson, and you're listening to Hardwick Sam.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? My name is Caleb Hardwick, and you're listening to Hardwick Sound. Joining me here in the dump is the Wizard of the Warehouse, Noah.
Hi.
Seth, I don't know what your nickname should be. The Lego Lizard Man.
Why?
I don't know. Well, what's your nickname? What would you prefer to be?
I don't know.
Flaming Dorito.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
What does Lizard Man have to do with anything?
I don't know. It was alliteration.
Can I just stay with Ash?
I don't know. You want to be Ash? That's lame. Got it. Hey, that should be a new segment of the show every week. We should have a new nickname every week. How do you think about that?
We could try it. I think we'll run out of nicknames though.
I do that every Sunday. I put a different nickname on my connection card every week.
I'm sure that our staff loves that.
Yeah. This past week, yeah. I was Caleb, the guy who sits behind Nary and Hardwick.
What?
Hell yeah.
Caleb, the guy who sits behind Nary and Hardwick.
I don't get it.
That's the guy who sits in front of us. His name is Narian.
Hardwick?
No, my name is Hardwick.
Oh,
the
I'm
middle
like,
part is
what?
My
the
nickname.
Guy that sits in front of us is also named Hardwick?
No, unfortunately. Hey, guys, it's time to sing the theme song. All right, ready?
Since when do we have a theme song?
We don't. We're just... that's a reference to the Phil Vischer podcast. Hey, by the way, did you know I put up a 15-minute loop of that podcast theme song?
Yeah.
I don't think it has any listeners yet or watchers. But anyway, hey, this is episode number 23. Did you know that 23 is my special number?
Because there's 23 episodes in a TV season.
Is it really?
Normally, yeah.
I have no idea why 23 is my special number. It's not like a lucky number. It's just a number that keeps popping up over and over and over again in my life. And
is that because it's the number that all TV show links are and you're
probably.
Just now picking up on it?
Maybe so. And I'm also 23 years old. So if my life was a TV show, there'd be an episode for every season of the,
so, yeah,
of the
you,
first
you
season.
Would,
yeah.
Next year would be like season two.
Wow. The second season of my life is coming up in just a few months. Hey, that's pretty cool. Hey, guess what? We are ready to try to contact our special guest caller for this week's episode. Seth, do you have it ready to go?
Yeah, it's dialing now.
Here we go.
Hello?
Is this Mary Johnson?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You're on Hardwick Sound, the podcast.
Also, can we have your credit card information?
No.
Hey, guess what, everybody? This is Seth's favorite cousin, Mary.
I will not confirm or deny that statement.
Only Seth's favorite cousin? What about the other two of you?
Well, that was kind of a given, but it's important to note that you're Seth's favorite.
Well, the show is all about Seth, so, I mean, it doesn't really matter what me and Caleb think.
What was up with the one ringing phone call earlier?
Seth hit the dial button too soon.
Seth doesn't know how to use a phone.
It was a technical difficulty.
That happens.
Yeah.
Hey, so this is the segment of the show where we go, hey, Mary, what are you doing?
Well, you interrupted my dinner.
Oh, really?
Awesome.
What were you eating?
Well, that's funny how the phone always rings dinner.
I was cooking the dinner still, actually, but,
ooh, oh. Don't let it burn.
Red beans and rice.
Ooh.
And chicken.
This is exciting. We'll have live updates on how dinner's going.
Yeah, it was my first time to attempt making rice in a microwave with the Pampered Chef cooker that I got a while back.
This is also your first attempt at podcasting?
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
Doing both at the same time.
This is the
thing.
Special
talent.
I don't know. Some people are just incredible multitaskers. I'm not one of them, but some people, I don't know.
I don't know. I think she won the incredible multitasking award at work today. Totally.
You did what?
I won the multitasking award at work.
Really?
Is
it like a ribbon or a trophy? How does it, a plaque?
Do they pay in gift cards?
I wish. No, unfortunately not. But I did get some tape today. I got two rolls of tape. That's how much they love me.
Wow.
Wow. Is it like a multitasker of the month thing? Do you get a parking spot or how does this work?
I really wish I did because, like, I leave to go get lunch, and whenever I get back, my parking spot is gone, so I have to park on the very back of the parking lot and, like, run to make my clock in.
See, that's kind of the exact opposite at college because my 11 o'clock class is so full, I actually have to, like, park in the very back and run to get in before my class. But if I leave for lunch, no one ever comes back to class after lunch. So I can.
Yeah, I'm the same way at work. Like, and if I show up in the morning, there's nowhere to park. But when I go and get my car for lunch and I leave and I come back from lunch, the parking lot's empty because nobody's at work anymore.
Yeah.
Mary, what were you multitasking? What multiple things were you doing at the same time?
I hope juggling was one of them.
Just all kinds of patient paperwork and computer work and uploading CDs and just lots of fun stuff.
Oh yeah, lots of fun stuff. Hey, well let's talk about the most exciting thing that's been going on with you lately. Noah, go number one.
Well, this isn't late. Oh, well, yeah, I got that too. First of all, let's see. I did my first podcast interview earlier this week with Garrett from the Crowdfunding Christian Music Podcast.
That's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah, it is. But he pointed out that Crowdfunding Christian Music could be abbreviated CCM. And see, I thought I was being clever when I thought that Curating Christmas Music could be abbreviated CCM, but apparently it wasn't as clever as I thought.
Wait,
somebody else has already thought of it.
Did you say Christmas Music?
Curating Christmas Music.
Well, that's an interesting podcast, but that's going to be our Christmas special.
Yeah, we'll have to wait a while for that episode. So how did it go? How did your podcast go?
It went really well. It was a little longer than I thought maybe it would. But maybe I'll edit out the last part or something and try and shorten it down. But I think it went really well, and I'm probably going to get off this podcast and then go export it as an MP3 and upload it so that you can play it on your iTunes.
Okay, that was Noah. Seth, what's the most exciting thing that's been going on with you?
Exciting things that I've been doing that are exciting. I don't know. Have I done anything that's unexciting? What did I do this last weekend?
We went on a train ride.
We went on a train
ride. Oh, yeah, that's right. We did go on a train ride. I guess that was exciting.
Courtesy of Mary's mother.
Yes.
I went trout fishing.
Hey, wait. Mary, it's not your turn yet.
You're jumping in
Hold
line.
Up. Stop interrupting.
Just saying. My weekend was cooler than your weekend.
Okay, fine. Mary, tell us about your weekend, then we'll get back to Seth's interesting week.
Good, because I don't have anything to say yet. I got to think about this.
Okay, now you can go.
Well, we had to get up super early on a Saturday, which is already dumb because I'm usually up by 5 o'clock in the morning anyway.
Wait, earlier than 5 o'clock?
We were up at 3:30.
That's not even Saturday morning.
That's not even morning. That's just like late.
It's like twilight zone time.
That's like the time in the evening where the clock skips in the middle of the when we skip forward.
I think that the time between 2 and 3 a.m. is kind of like the Bermuda Triangle of the clock time because sometimes it disappears and sometimes it reappears and gets longer.
True. Sometimes.
So I think it's like a Bermuda Triangle. Every minute. So, yeah, anyway, we got there a little bit before daylight. We go up to Heber Springs area and fish the little red. So I had most of my limit of fish already caught by the time Steven got his first line in the water because I pretty much said if I have to wake up at 3:30 to go catch fish, I'm not removing them from the line. And I'm not baiting it either, which you use marshmallows and wax worms.
Well, really? Marshmallows? You caught fish with marshmallows?
Yes.
Wow.
What old wise tale did you get that one from?
I didn't. It's actually, like, recommended. There's a lot of people up there that fish with that. And what? They actually sell little containers of wax worms at the gas stations, too.
Do the marshmallows float? Are they, like, bobbers? How does this work?
Yeah, they float. There's actually a weight that goes on the line a little ways down and then a swivel because trout, they kind of spin whenever they're coming in. And the marshmallow floats up off the bottom, and then the wax worm, that is, I guess it makes it easier to see.
Yeah, that's interesting. The last time I went fishing, we were fishing with, Rice Krispies. Yeah. And then we went bass fishing, and we used candy canes.
Okay, my question is, when was the last time you were fishing?
It's been a while. Yeah, that's how you catch fish these days. Yeah.
Not sure that bass fishing with marshmallows would work very well.
No,
or Rice Krispies,
no,
or whatever.
It was candy canes, yeah.
Candy canes?
Well, you know, they got the little hook
on
the end, so it works.
Yeah,
did you go with Uncle Eddie?
Yeah. Yeah, me and Uncle Eddie, we went out down to the lake, and he was telling me a story about how he invented the bobber, and how he was using his lunch, which he had brought with him, and it was a bag of marshmallows and candy canes. And
did he tell you that anyway, Bob stole the name for bobber from him?
Yes, how he invented the name bobber. He had a friend named Bob. No, it was a long story.
Actually, it was named the Eddier, and Bob.
It was a long story, so, but yeah. we won't worry about that now. So anyway, so you caught a bunch of fish, a bunch of trout.
Yes, 10 total between the two of us. You can catch 5 apiece.
Cool. What'd you do with them?
Ate them.
Oh.
Dinner. Your mom actually brought a few pieces home.
Oh,
but
that's
I
right.
I doubt you'll ever saw that.
I did. I think that's where that came from. Okay, yeah, I ate a piece.
I did not.
Yeah,
I was unaware
trout.
Of this.
I think, yeah, there was just like a couple of them, and they were on the table, and I think I ate one. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
And you saying, how many did you catch?
10.
And how many did Steven catch?
We caught 5 each.
Okay, so did I eat a Steven fish? By the way, Steven is Mary's husband. Did I eat a Steven fish or a Mary fish?
That's a good question. I don't know how big was the piece, because my fish were bigger.
Did it look very Mary?
No, it just looked dead.
It looked fried.
Yeah, it was brown and crispy.
Yeah.
Then we can only assume that it must have been a Steven fish, because otherwise it would have looked very...
It was kind of small, so I'm going to guess it probably was. Yeah, probably was.
We'll definitely say that.
Okay, so that was the... Hey, wait, hang on. Ukulele segue. Wait, I kind of messed
that
up.
That was really out of tune.
Okay, got it. So that was Mary's exciting thing. Seth, let's go back to you.
Oh, yeah, train ride. So, yeah, that was cool. We went on a train ride this last weekend. That was fun. I got to sit in the back. It was really actually kind of uncomfortable because they're like all crammed in this tiny little.
That brings me to my first point on the train. They don't make 1920s trains for people who are six feet tall or taller.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. Was everybody like just shorter back then, or how did this happen?
I don't know.
I think people were just more uncomfortable back then.
Was it? Maybe so. Was it some sort of like elaborate prank? Like, haha, when 100 years when people will be riding this train, it's going to be uncomfortable for them.
No, I think people were just used to being uncomfortable back then.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Seth, for that update.
Hey, Caleb, what have you been up to?
Well, I...
Oh, yeah. We got to have segue.
I don't have a
ukulele. I want to ask Mary, how's supper going?
Good. I still haven't gone back in there to eat it yet, actually, because Steven's watching a movie and it's really loud. And
Yeah, I can't eat when it's loud either.
I can't eat without watching TV.
I can't eat without watching TV, and vice versa.
I figure y'all didn't want to listen to swamp people on your podcast, though.
I don't know. That might be interesting.
Yeah.
More interesting than this. Maybe. I don't know.
Are we very interesting?
Okay, yeah, so here's what's been going on with me. This is kind of interesting. So like a week ago, I got a phone call from Josh Elrod from Saline County Lifestyles magazine. He was like, hey, man, we're going to put you in the magazine. And I was like, okay. And so...
Why?
Yeah, weird story. Okay, so this will be their baseball issue. And they're going to have cool baseball stuff in there about Travis Wood and Coach Bach from Bryant and stuff like that. So apparently somehow they caught wind, I think through the connection of our friend Shelly Poole, that they are apparently interested in me because I am a baseball historian. And for whatever reason, they wanted to put a little feature about me in the magazine. So that's been pretty fun. I got to go do a photo shoot. Did you know that?
No.
I sort of heard about that.
Yeah. It was literally like, okay, sit here. Okay. Head down. Okay. Shutter snaps a couple times, and we're done. All right. See you later, mate.
What did you wear?
It literally took about 3 minutes. A t-shirt and jeans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary.
It's true to myself. Yeah.
Sure.
Did anyone take a photo shoot of you and your trout?
Yeah, there's a picture of me on Facebook, I think.
Right.
Even took it.
Well, I guess our weekend was better than ours.
Yeah, I guess it was. So that's the most exciting thing to happen to me this week. Wait, hang on. Got it. There you go. So, Seth, this is where we get you to introduce our contest.
Contest? Did someone say something about a contest?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so if any of you remember back, 6 weeks or so ago, maybe more, I don't remember, we had a contest and a giveaway. And we're going to do it again.
Yay.
Can I have a little intro music for this? Like something, okay. A little bit tense and...
Like the Jeopardy song.
Yeah. Hey, folks, guess what? You have the opportunity to win a music CD from the band Colony House. It's their new one that came out.
Cool.
Yeah, it's called Only the Lonely. And we kind of got an extra one by accident. So we're going to give it away.
Cool.
Oh,
that would be even better to find out who they were.
Actually, you probably do.
Okay, now going to our resident music expert, Noah, who is Colony House?
You probably most likely know Colony House for being Caleb Chapman, the guy who sang the VeggieTales song about, was it Loving My Lips?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
That's probably what he's most famous for. Also, he's Stephen Curtis Chapman's son.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that helps a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the contest will begin on March 14th. It's probably be the day that this is actually released. And all you got to do is like the contest post and comment your favorite singer, songwriter, music group, band on that post. And you will be entered to win this prize.
Okay, so give them the directions, step by step, how to do this.
Go to our Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/HardwickPodcast, and there will be a post that says, contest time! And then like that post and comment your favorite band, singer, songwriter, music group on that.
That.
And then... The winner will be announced on the, what episode number are we on right now?
23.
So it'll be on episode 25. The winner will be announced.
So everybody, be sure to go do that on our Facebook page. Mary, you said it can't be affiliated with the podcast, right?
You cannot be directly affiliated with the production of the podcast.
So that means Mary can do this, right?
Yes. Mary, you will be eligible to win.
Woo!
Yeah, sweet.
Assuming you have a continental U.S. mailing address and you haven't won a prize in the last 3 months from Hardwick Podcast.
Mary, do you qualify?
No, unfortunately, I haven't won any prizes in the past 3 months. I'm, pretty unlucky.
Prize-free since 93. That's my slogan. Anyway, although...
We did buy a tractor. We're going to get it tomorrow.
Ooh.
Well, that disqualifies.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's in the fine print. You bought a tractor in the last 3 months.
International address. You had won a prize or bought a tractor.
Just saying. No, that counts as me being lucky, though, because we've been hunting for like a really, really long time to actually find one that's in our price range.
Oh,
that's nice.
Exciting.
Free?
No, not. No, far from. But
cool.
That's my price range.
I wish.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah! Yay!
Yeah.
So, which tractor game are you joining?
Gang? Tractor gang?
Yeah.
Is it? Are you gonna? Are you going to be a farm all or a John Deere? What you going to be?
Kubota owner.
Yeah. Kubota. Yeah. Good job.
Are you going to be in the Sling County, you know, like fair parade or Christmas parade and showing off your new tractor?
No. I don't think that.
That'd be fun.
Oh,
cool. All right. On that note, let's take a quick break and hear a word from this week's sponsor.
Hi, I'm Bongo, pack leader of the Red Reapers Tractor Gang. And you know, sometimes my buddies ask me, Bongo, do you get your leather overalls special made? And I tell them, I shop at Tractor Gang Supply, just like everybody else. It's the best place to find genuine leather seat covers, fingerless leather farm gloves, leather tractor cargo saddles, as well as all the custom chrome tractor accessories, hood ornaments, and pinstriping we Red Reapers could ever need. It's the only place that truly fits my rough riding tractor lifestyle. It's even where I buy my leather socks. So for everything you need to show up that rival tractor gang in the next fair parade, shop Tractor Gang Supply.
Okay, so I just got a text from Josh the Bat Boy.
Really? What did Josh the Bat Boy text us?
I tell you what, let's just give him a call and see what happens.
All right.
Wait, we can do two phone calls at the same time?
Yeah, why not? All right, hey, let's call Josh.
Hey!
Hello?
Is this Josh the Bat Boy?
Yeah, this is Josh the Bat Boy. What's up, guys?
Yeah, this is the guys here at Hardwick Sound.
Hey,
us.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, call in and check in with you guys. So, yeah, I'm down here in Dunedin, Florida, doing spring training with the Blue Jays. And let me tell you, the competition's been pretty stiff, but I think I'm going to keep my position. I think I'm going to make it. I'm going to make the team this year.
Hey, Josh, meet our cousin, Mary.
Hey, Mary, I'm Josh the Bad Boy.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of tough, like, when you're my age, to get the position every year, but, you know.
How old are you exactly?
Something interesting about Bat Boys most people don't really know is that we don't age, actually. We don't have birthdays. We just stay the same age.
Like The Simpsons.
So you don't even have, like, an age.
I mean, Bat Boys are just, they have no age, yeah.
They're ageless.
They keep their boyish figure forever.
Yeah. So, you know, I was just like hanging out with Jose Bautista and, you know, we were just chilling
hangs out a lot.
Yeah. You know, he's a cool guy. And so, team, like there's a couple guys and one dog who are trying to give my position, but I think we're going to make it. I think it's going to be a good year, man.
What's the name of the other Bat Boy?
Jared the Bat Boy.
Is the dog's name Josh?
No. No. If he became the Bat Boy, the dog, yeah, he would become the new Josh. You know. Every Bat Boy. They only have one jersey. It's just Josh.
Do you think they'd notice that he looks a little different than last year's Josh?
Well, you know, man, it's interesting. Like, there's been, like, several minor league teams with dogs, and nobody really seems to notice. They don't get nearly enough credit, man. They're pretty awesome. So, anyway, hey, that's all I wanted to call in and say was that, you know, spring training is going good. Season's starting soon, and I think the Blue Jays got a good chance to win the Bat Boy competition this year. So, hey, check it out. Talk to you later, guys.
All right. Hey, bye, Josh. Call us again sometime.
Yeah, sure will. See you later, guys.
Bye.
Oh, and lady.
Okay, so that was Josh. It's good to get back in contact with him.
It is. It's very good.
Baseball season is right around the corner, and it's good to know that he's back. So, hey, y'all want to play a game?
I love games.
Mary, you want to play a game?
Uh-oh. Not really, but I'm not sure I have a choice.
You don't.
Oh, you don't, and it'll be fun.
You signed the waiver, right, that limits Mary's liability from any injuries she might have from playing this game?
Yes, we did.
Wait, Mary, you're willing to sign something? Never mind. So this is a game. This is a game that it was. I don't know where it came from. I just looked in the closet and found it. Do you remember where we got this game, Seth?
Yard sale?
Maybe.
And Connie?
Did Mary?
I have no idea.
You ever heard of the game called Zero?
No, not that I can. No, I don't think so. I don't think that came from us.
I don't remember this game hardly either. It's kind of like a Family Feud type game, but the idea is you want to get the least the smallest answer on the card and not the highest. So, for example, this one is one of the last 10 U.S. states alphabetically, and you want to get the least common answer on the card. On the back of the card, it's going to give you, in this case, 10 states. And you want to get the lowest one. The most common one is going to give you the most points, and that's
so
bad.
So the states may not actually be in descending alphabetical order on
no.
card.
They're going, you want to pick the one that's the least likely to have been chosen.
Okay, interesting.
Yes. So, for example, what would you think would be the least likely state to have been chosen in the category, one of the last 10 U.S. states alphabetically?
Virginia.
That's a pretty good one.
It is. Mary, you got a guess?
I'll go with Washington.
Oh, good.
That is a good
West
one.
West Virginia would be another option.
I'm going to go with Zimbabwe.
That's not a state. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go with Vermont.
Okay, so these are the last 10 alphabetically. I'll just read them off in order, but not alphabetically speaking. Or maybe they are. No, they're not. Okay. Texas, Utah, Wyoming, South Dakota, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, and Wisconsin.
Wisconsin? That's not even a state,
and
is
the
it? Most,
and the number one answer was Texas, and the least common answer, at least on this card, is Wisconsin. So Wisconsin would be the best answer because you get the least amount of points.
Who was the next closest? Which of the three of us was closest?
West Virginia.
Ah.
And then Washington, so...
So Mary won.
Woo!
Good job, Mary. All right, so now we'll start the game. Y'all can keep track of your score if you want. Otherwise, we'll just play.
We'll just assume Seth won.
We'll just assume that it doesn't matter.
Hey, okay. I'll keep track of our score.
All right. I have a ship in the board game Battleship.
And I got to come up with the least.
It's only like five, so.
I'm going to go with the Destroyer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Submarine.
Mary, would you like to guess?
I've never even played.
Here's a hint. There's a battleship.
I really want to know what they call the one with two, because I want to call it a PT Cruiser, but I don't think that that's the name that it
gets. Patrol boat?
Patrol boat, yes.
So Mary says battleship, and I will say aircraft carrier. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's the results. Most common battleship. Mary, you lose.
I'd have lost anyway.
The second is aircraft carrier, 50, submarine, 50, destroyer, 40. Good job, Noah. Cruiser, 30, and patrol boat was 0. So
Wait.
The cruiser and the patrol boat are both on there? What kind of ship battleship are they playing?
I agree. It
They're both
make any
the
sense.
Same.
Okay, so. The special edition version has maybe, yeah. All right, y'all ready for the next one?
Yep.
Ready, Mary?
No. Nope.
Oh,
too bad.
No, nope, not really.
Okay. Here we go. A human arm or leg bone?
Mary, why don't you go first? We'll give you all the choices out there.
Can I call in my husband on this one?
That's
fine.
Is that phone a friend, phone a husband?
Yeah, he's a rad tech. That counts.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Okay. Name an uncommon bone in the arm or the leg. Guys, I'm trying to win.
Not too uncommon, but...
Y'all go first. Come back to me.
Okay.
I'm going to go with, the only one I know.
Funny bone!
Yeah!
I don't think that's going to be on the list. I'm guessing it's got to be, in one of the top five or six, so, you know.
Kneecap!
Oh.
Is that a bone?
I don't know. Ask Steven.
I'm going to go with the tibula.
Tibula. Okay, I'm going to go with the ulna.
I think y'all are making up words now.
I'm going to go with the fibular.
The defibrillator?
Noah, do you have one answer?
I don't know any bones.
Mary?
There's the femur, there's tibia, there's fibula, the patella, that's all on the leg.
Basically, I win.
Okay.
Mary named all the bones.
Hold on. Mary gets all the points because she named all the bones.
I said ulna, so I'm going to flip the card over and we're going to see the answers. Ready? All right, from top to bottom. Femur, tibia, ulna, fibula, humerus, radius, patella. You know what's funny is I didn't realize fibula was a real bone. I just thought I was making that up.
No, yeah. Yeah, that's
the humerus is the funny bone, right?
What? I don't know.
What'd you say, Noah?
I said, you know that the fibula has basically serves no purpose.
Really?
Cool.
What is it?
It's the bone going down the beside your tibia in your shin.
I think you're lying about that.
I think
you just made the bone up.
You're telling me
it's called
it has...
a fibula. It seems pretty obvious. It's a lie to me.
You're telling me it has no purpose.
It supports none of your body weight.
Well, that seems kind of wasteful. I don't know.
Hey.
I think it's just for more of like where muscles attach or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
Like for.
Okay, next question.
This has been Anatomy with Steven. All right, next question. One of the 10 smallest countries in the world.
Who's picking these cards?
Are you about to say Hawaii? Because I think you were about to say Hawaii, Seth.
We picked these together.
I pick
Luxembourg.
Hawaii. 10. Hold on. Do they mean geographically or by population?
Good question.
I'm guessing geographically.
It doesn't really matter if it's surveying people. So
I'm thinking geographic space.
Okay, I'm going to go with, is New Zealand considered part of Australia?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to go with New Zealand.
I don't think it's very small.
It's pretty small.
Okay.
It's like the size of a state.
Okay, maybe you're right. Noah?
I'm going to say Abu Dhabi.
Oh, I think it's a city, isn't it?
Probably.
I don't know.
All right, Mary.
City state.
Oh, I want to change my answer to the Vatican. Vatican City.
Ooh, good answer. By the way, New Zealand is open.
Australia.
Just pick any country in the world, Mary.
Romania.
Ooh.
Romania. Okay,
that's a good answer. Okay. Good answer.
All right, here is the list.
This is why I married the man that I married.
So that he can save you when you're on a game show.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't even think some of these are real countries. I think the card is just making it up.
They may not be anymore.
probably not. Monaco, Vatican City, Liechtenstein, San Marino, Maldives, Marshall Islands, Nauru, Tuvalu, St. Kitts and Nevis, and Seychelles.
Hey, I'm the only one who actually made it on the list, so...
I'm impressed that you were able to pronounce those.
I'm pretty sure I said them wrong. You know, now I really sympathize with the guy who does that at the Olympics. Because that's hard. All right, so Seth wins that one, being the only person on the list. All right, next question. One of the 10 plagues of Egypt in the Bible's Old Testament.
I'm going to go with the boils and sores.
Okay. Mary?
Weren't there, like, frogs?
Yes. Yeah.
Or something.
All right. Mary's going with frogs.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to go with the darkness.
Oh, that's what I wanted to go with.
Well, then the earthquake thing.
The earthquake thing?
The earthquake was kind of
with the darkness.
Simultaneous.
Noah's translation of the Bible just says the earthquake thing. All right. Here we go. Locust, number one, and then going down.
Really? Wait, locust was the most popular answer.
Really?
Apparently. I believe that.
Honestly, I don't. Honestly, I have to wonder if these cards are being very realistic or not. Anyway, frogs, water to blood, death to firstborn, boils, thunder, and fiery hail. Darkness. Was that the one you were talking about? Earthquake thing?
Yes. Okay. But I might have messed up.
Darkness, disease on livestock, also known as pestilence. Flies and lice or gnats was the
what?
Least common answer.
I can't flies believe that
were
flies
that low?
Were that low.
I wanted to say flies, but like, no, everyone will think of that.
I think
one.
I remember why we don't play this game. Anyway.
Okay, one more.
All right, one more. Let me find a good one. Okay, I like this one. One of the 6 main ingredients in a Taco Bell beefy 5-layer burrito.
Wait, there's 6 ingredients in it, and yet it's a 5-layer burrito?
Do they even still make this thing?
The 6th layer is air. No, I don't know.
It's probably the tortilla, but it doesn't count as a layer.
Okay, I'm going to go with onions. Are onions a layer?
Sure.
Do they mean like ingredients? Onions are an ingredient in it. They're not necessarily a full layer.
I don't know, man.
Okay, I'm going with onions.
How is this even a question. Like, I don't even eat at Taco Bell.
Well, because the makers of this game are like, hey, I bet they'll pay us if we make a card with their name in it. And so that's how that happens. Noah, your answer.
Rice.
Rice. Interesting.
He knows stuff that we don't.
It's probably a terrible answer, but, you know.
I don't really eat Taco Bell either, so I don't know. Cheese.
Something that looks like meat.
Beef. That's the only thing left.
I don't think there's any beef in this, actually. All right. The answer is number one.
How can it not be beef?
Number one, ground beef.
It's a taco.
I still dispute that
it's
beef.
Not really ground beef.
Ground paste. Okay. Cheddar cheese. Beans. Flour tortilla, sour cream, and nacho cream sauce. Wow.
Well, Mary, you did better than me. I didn't even make it on the list.
I didn't either. I mean, although, I said tortilla, but I was kind of joking.
Although, I guarantee you they have onions in that thing if you don't tell them not to put onions in it.
Probably true.
Yep.
But it's not a layer.
Hey, even if you do tell them to take the onions off, it's probably still going to have onions in it. That's just how that works.
That's true.
All right, hey, I have no idea who won, but this has been fun.
I have a feeling it was Seth.
I think Seth won.
Yes, I'm going to say I won anyway.
Seth wins everything.
Steven.
Everything. Ever since we were babies,
well,
Seth
he was
won
keeping
everything.
Score,
and
so
he didn't need to return.
I think that
cancer.
Him winning was inevitable as
yeah.
long as he was keeping
well,
score.
Well, we really should, sure. We should stop letting Seth keep score, and then maybe he'd stop winning everything.
Agreed. Yeah.
But that means y'all have to do work.
No more banking in Monopoly, Seth.
Hey, I just want to say I'm the only one of the four of us on here that have successfully passed a microeconomics class and am in the middle of successfully passing a macroeconomics class.
Well, I won Monopoly, so
hey,
take that.
Ukulele means segue.
We all get segues?
Can I have a segue?
No. Okay. Enough segue jokes. Hey, guess what? It is time to wrap up the show, which means it is time for our final segment, also known as Sound Advice. So, here we go. Your advice for our listeners, starting with Noah, because he's the most wise person in the group.
He's got the
if
most
you
gray
go
hair.
Dumpster diving, get out of the dumpster before they come to pick up the dumpster and dump it.
Do you have a story for this?
Well, there was a guy in our dumpster at work, and he was dumpster diving, and the trash truck showed up and almost dumped him in it.
Well, there was a guy in our dumpster at work, and we call him Dumpster Fred. But anyway, okay, then that's good advice. Thank you, Seth.
Okay, sound advice. I really got to come up with something that's good before I get to this point, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I should. My advice is...
Your advice is to come up with advice before you get to this segment of the podcast.
Shoot, no, you just stole my advice. Now I got to come up with something else.
My advice is to not let Seth be your scorekeeper. Mary, what's your advice?
My advice is what I was thinking all the way home today. If people would just use their turn signal, life would be so much easier.
So you heard it first right there, folks. Use your turn signal. Everything in life will be good again.
See, I thought she was going to say, if your cousin calls you, don't answer the phone.
Yep.
Well, that too. And on the plus side, my microwave cooker rice turned out really good.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. Yay. Awesome.
Oh, is it back to me again?
All right, Seth, give us your sound advice and we'll wrap it up.
Make sure you register to graduate before the deadline passes.
Did you not do that?
No, I did, but it's like in 2 days. Whew. Today was the last day the school was like open.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing to do. You don't really want to have to go another semester just to graduate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't take any classes. Actually, I think you have to maintain like a certain number of hours to graduate.
Wow. How about that? All right, everybody, this is the end of our show. Everybody, this is your opportunity to sign off.
Bye.
So long, folks.
Mary.
So long.
Yeah, you can't say the same thing that I said, Mary.
Yeah, you have to pick your own unique one.
Farewell.
Oh, nice. so long, and farewell. Adios, everybody.
Stay safe and don't be stupid.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Dude, what? What did I miss out on? What just happened?
Talk to you later.
This episode was edited by yours truly, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. Until next time, thank you for listening.